Welcome to the Quiet Hour podcast. In this episode, we shall embark on a journey through the extraordinary ordinariness of a day in the life of Toby Vanberg. Let us observe with keen interest and discernment as we delve into the intricacies of his existence. Today's narrative unfolds on Monday, the 18th of March, at approximately 7:47 a.m. As the day commences, Toby Vanberg enters the serene ambiance of the Bluebird Cafe, accompanied by his beloved girlfriend, Evelyn. Their relationship, spanning 2 years, is marked by affection and significance, making this particular day all the more special. Let's begin.
Hey, champ, can I get a fucking small-arse flat white coffee? Better make it snappy, mate, because I've got a shit job interview to go to.
Okay, sure. No need for the compliments. Name for the order?
The name is Ziggy Duck Muck.
Okay, sure. Whatever.
Thank you, Dick Wank.
Oh, my fucking God. Did you hear that guy? What a fucking loser.
Babe, just don't worry. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in a second. Just get a coffee. And
I'm gonna cry for you.
We'll just sit down. We'll talk about
these
it.
These words that you know you told me.
Everything you say is bullshit. And everything I say to you. Why do you talk? I don't understand.
Hey, man.
Hey, can I get you anything?
Can I get two large cappuccinos.
Sure thing. What's the name for the order?
It's order for Toby. I'll just be sitting down here.
Mighty fine, Toby. I'll serve the table for you.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, man. Okay. Evelyn, all right. What's going on? What's going on? Tell me.
Okay. It's just been such a blessing to work there for 4 years.
Yeah.
Because when I left today, I wasn't just leaving.
Yeah.
My coworkers and my boss.
Hang on, babe. I think my grandma just texted me. Hang on.
Because I just... That's probably the last time.
She sent the funniest TikTok. Oh my god. Look at this.
Order for Ziggy Duck Muck?
Fucking finally! You fuck whack.
Get out.
I totally understand, but I don't think you should have to be worrying about this stuff. I mean, you should be focusing on yourself. Hang on, babe.
I can't do this.
So I'll just shut the fuck up! Fucking dumbass! I hope that you
choke on a piece of concrete and literally go to hell. I will see you in fucking hell, you fucking asshole, you fucking liar, you fucking manipulator, you goddamn wish you would have played your cards right with me. Fucking asshole!
Order for Toby.
Here we find Toby, a solitary figure amidst the hustle and bustle of the cafe, his table adorned with two untouched cups of coffee. The atmosphere is heavy with tension, the aftermath of an emotionally charged breakup still lingering in the air. The scene unfolds as Evelyn, with tears staining her cheeks, concludes the turbulent exchange that has left Toby's heart shattered into fragments, his once bright eyes now clouded with sorrow, mirroring the anguish that courses through his being. The cafe patrons, caught in the grip of the unfolding drama, watch in stunned silence as the relationship unravels before their eyes. Gobsmacked by the intensity of the emotions on display, they exchange furtive glances, unsure of how to intervene or whether to simply bear witness to the spectacle unfolding before them. What will come of Toby Vanberg? Let's find out how he deals with the situation.
What the fuck did I say?
Good morrow, sire. I couldn't help but notice your girlfriend was insane.
Yeah, well, she's not my girlfriend anymore, so...
She broke our most dearly expensive Vantage plates and we need them restored. Will you help us purchase them and the coffees?
Hey, look, man, I'm really sorry.
I shall warn you, Mr. Toby.
I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. Look, I don't have any cash.
Beware the wrath you may face, thou shalt not roll over me.
Dude, I'm sorry, I don't have my wallet.
You need to pay up your gold, sir, we need to fix this situation.
Look, I don't have any money. I don't have my wallet, I left it at home.
Ah, you left your gold at home.
What the f... Who even are you anyway?
Arthur Nasgard, I am the cafe owner and noble warrior.
Who are you, dude?
I'm the fucking cafe owner. I suppose many mortals like thyself don't understand who I am. However, in the name of Astaroth and Asgard, I am the cafe owner and noble warrior. My name is Sir Percival II. Well then, perhaps we need to deal with this in another manner.
Well, yeah, I mean, I totally agree. How should I go about paying this thing?
I shall challenge you in a game that I used to play as a young lad. The name of the game we will be playing is called Boulder, Cloth and Sword.
What the fuck is that?
You mortals know how to play this. It's now called Rock, Paper and Scissors.
Oh yeah, I used to play that in high school.
So in Boulder, Cloth and Sword, we use traditional game pieces, sort of like a pair of die. And if I roll a boulder, etc., etc., it beats your sword. You get the understanding of it. We will be playing for keeps till the death.
What the fuck? Till death? Nah. I didn't sign up for this, man. I didn't sign up.
May you throw the wisest choice. Good luck.
Oh, what did I get myself into? Oh. All right. Let's go. Let's do this thing. Come on.
Boulder, cloth, sword. Boulder, cloth, sword. One more time.
Boulder, cloth,
sword. Damn it.
Fuck yeah. Okay, one more time.
Boulder, cloth, sword. Fuck my god.
Sir Percival, I don't think you stand a chance against my skills.
Wherever to save yourself, man.
Sir Percival, Mr. Toby is cheating. I saw him.
What? Cheating?
Does thou speak the truth?
Dude, cheating? You gotta be kidding me, right? How the fuck can I cheat in this game?
He's thrown and quickly swapped out the cloth, sire.
What the fuck? Oh, I can't believe you'd say that. Dude, this game is based on chance. How can I cheat?
Huh? Is thou speaking truth?
Yes, he's lying.
What? What the fuck? Oh, dude.
Who gives a flying fuck? Rachel, I need to win this shit. I'm doing this for the cafe and Azeroth. One more time. Are you ready for the final showdown?
I'm ready. Let's fucking do this. Once and for all.
Let's go. Boulder, cloth, sword. Boulder, cloth, sword.
Yes.
Boulder, cloth, sword. Holy shit. How is he ever so good at this? One more time. Boulder, cloth, sword.
Oh my god.
Me? No, guys, how can this have happened to me?
Holy shit.
The world champion.
No, sire!
It's too late, Rachel. My time is up. The Beyond is calling my name. Goodbye.
And behold, in this momentous clash, Toby Vanberg emerges triumphant over Sir Percival II. Yet victory comes at a steep price, for the legendary and noble warrior, also known as the esteemed cafe owner, has been bested. However, through this hard-fought triumph, Toby now possesses the means to settle his debt with the store. But this victory transcends the confines of a mere coffee shop. With Boulder cloth and sword, Toby ascends to the illustrious title of world champion. In the realm of this timeless game, his name shall echo through the ages, a testament to his skill, cunning, and valor.
How could you do this to Sir Percival? He was my husband. You killed my husband! Go crawl in a dark tunnel and fucking stay there! You're nothing!
I can't believe I actually won. Damn.
Hey friend. How you feeling with what just happened?
You don't know the truth. I feel pretty shitty. I just killed off a warrior from the 12th century and... And my girlfriend just broke up with me. And I get that I'm the world champion of Boulder Cloth and Sword, but I just don't know what to do. I fucking hate this shit.
It takes time, it's not easy. Never is. Life will crush your soul, builds you up just to tear you down again.
Then what's the point? You're gonna die, I'm gonna die.
Die now? Aren't you sick of dying? You're supposed to live. Yes, we all meet the same end, but before that, life is ours. We choose to decide. Humans choose to see.
I can't. I can't see. It's just... Everything is so dark.
Life can and will take everything from you. But there's one thing it can take. That is your choice. When all else fades, only you alone can carry on in life.
You're right. I got this. Thanks, man.
Hey! Hey, who's ripping ass right now?
Oh.
Fuck me.
As we bid farewell to today's episode, let's take a moment to reflect on the intriguing journey of Toby Vanberg. Through the tumultuous whirlwind of life, Toby has weathered storms of chaos, from the wreckage of smashed plates and cups in the wake of a fucked up relationship, to the heartache of a painful breakup.
We are fucking over, you fucking dumbass!
Yet amidst the chaos, Toby has risen like a phoenix, conquering challenges that extend far beyond the realm of the mundane.
Boulder, cloth, sword.
His prowess knows no bounds, as evidenced by his astonishing victory in the World Championship of Boulder Cloth and Sword, where he faced the legendary Sir Percival and emerged triumphant, even at the cost of risking his own life.
No, sire!
It's too late, Rachel. My time is up.
But what lies ahead for Toby Vanberg, the horizon stretches infinitely, teeming with possibilities and adventures yet to be discovered. As we close this chapter, we eagerly anticipate the next, knowing that Toby's indomitable spirit and unwavering courage will guide him through whatever trials may come his way. Join us next time as we delve deeper into the odds and ends of Toby's life, uncovering the mysteries and marvels that await on his path. Until then, hope you'll get some, and may your dreams soar as high as his unyielding spirit. Farewell, dear listeners, until we meet again.